Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. We're pleased to be able to visit today with Dr. Kent Magrini, a podiatrist with the Foot Health Center. Dr. Magrini has been a part of the Cooper Clinic family of doctors since 1996. Dr. Magrini, we often forget how important our feet are to us. Most of the time, they're covered. And unless they hurt or we notice something askew, like the formation of a bunion, we tend to ignore them. Let's start out, Dr. Magrini. What is a bunion?
Well, most people think of a bunion as a knot on the side of the big toe joint, which is a growth they think of as a growth of a bone, but actually it's the joint that's out of alignment at the big toe joint. And the bone does enlarge, but most of the problem is just the bone is out of alignment.
What causes bunions?
Well, most of the time bunions are inherited, but you can promote the formation faster by wearing improper shoes, such as pointed toe shoes or high heels. The great toe starts to deviate toward the lesser toes, the other toes, and then the knot on the side of the big toe joint will enlarge.
So what we're saying basically is women are probably more prone to have bunions?
Oh, definitely. Probably 90% of our patients that have bunions are women.
Ah, that is so unfair. When should a woman come in and have you take a look at the bunion and have them treated?
Well, I think definitely if it's painful. Usually they will start to get red and irritated, and by changing shoes, if it still remains tender, definitely should be evaluated. And also, if you have a problem trying to find a shoe that's comfortable because of it.
Can bunions go away without treatment?
No. Unfortunately, there's no treatment that would really be effective. There are splints that are advertised that you can use at night to help straighten the toe, and but they're not effective. So unfortunately, surgery is the only way that you can correct a bunion.
What do you do during surgery?
Well, with most bunion surgery can be performed outpatient. Some can actually be performed in the office. But the bump, part of the bump that is protruding is removed, but actually the bone, in most cases, is realigned. And in most cases, it involves wearing a walking cast for approximately 5 to 6 weeks.
Like one of those, it looks like a gigantic sandal.
Yes, you're right. Some of them look like gigantic sandals, and some of them actually are like a below-the-knee cast.
Oh, okay, but, so goes on your whole leg?
Sometimes you have to wear an actual cast, but there is a removable cast that's Velcro.
You're actually cutting through the flesh and getting in there to that joint, and did you say you have to remove some of the bone on that joint?
Well, some of the bone is removed, and then the other bone is realigned to correct the bunion, and the great toe is straightened because it usually is laying over toward the second toe.
And how long, you say you normally have to wear that cast for 5 to 6 weeks?
Approximately 5 to 6 weeks.
But then you've got to figure out how to bend your toes all over again, no?
To bend your toes? Well, yeah. There's always exercises that we have you start performing, and you usually get all your motion back. It's just that you have to perform some exercises.
Dr. Magrini, does the Foot Health Center do anything different on the bunion surgery?
Yes. During the surgery, that when the bone is realigned, we use an absorbable screw or pin during the surgery instead of using metal that would have to stay in the body. That way this material will dissolve within 6 months. Before the surgery is completed, we will inject medication so that the surgery is basically pain-free.
The bone then grows around this, or it dissolves and becomes part of the toe or the joint?
It dissolves and becomes part of the bone, yes. The bone is only, you only need a screw or a pin in the bone long enough for the bone to heal, and then it's not necessary to have it in there anymore, any longer.
Gee whiz, would you normally have to have that thing removed?
Well, in some cases you do, but okay. At least you would not have the metal in your foot that would hamper possibly some type of special procedure later on, like an MRI, that you could not have because of the metal in your body. That's one of the advantages of having this placed in your foot instead of metal.
And once the surgery's done, it's done.
Yes, that's correct.
And then, of course, you have to give up all your favorite shoes.
Well, you can get back into your regular shoes again. That's what the whole idea of the surgery would be, is to be able to wear the shoes that you have that have been uncomfortable. So you should be able to get back into those shoes again and wear whatever shoes you want to wear, even the heels.
But just steer clear of those ultra pointy ones, right?
Well, you should avoid those anyway, but any high heel, even higher than a couple of inches, will cause some stresses on the joint. But you can wear any type of a heel you want for social events with not any problem.
If a woman just said, "Doctor, just give me an ultimatum, can I either wear the high heel, the 2 to 3 inch high heel, or the shoe that has the very pointy toe, which can I wear and which should I run from?"
Well, I guess the pointed toe one would be the worst, because that really puts a lot of stress on the big toe. But anytime you raise the heel, the higher you go, the more it's going to force your foot down into the end of the shoe. So that, you know, that's eventually going to be a problem also. So pointed toe high heel shoes are definitely not the way to go.
The double whammy. The great toe, as you call it, the big toe, is the only one that would be susceptible to having a bunion?
Well, there is a bunion on the other side of the foot, which is called a bunionette or a tailor's bunion. Yeah, that's on the little toe side. And so that sometimes can be a problem also, and that has to be corrected in a similar fashion.
And what would cause that?
Well, that is another inherited trait, and also the improper shoes can cause that also.
This is On Call with Cooper Clinic, and we've been visiting with Dr. Kent Magrini with the Foot Health Center, located at 5004 South U Street, Suite 101B in Fort Smith. Dr. Magrini, how can you be contacted if someone is concerned or would like more information on bunions?
You can call the Cooper Clinic direct, or you can call our office at the Foot Health Center at 274-6700.
Part of the Cooper Clinic since 1996, Dr. Kent Magrini, thanks for being on call today.
Thank you.